It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning, world!
Hey, can you guys hear my haircut over the radio?
I think it's being drowned out by this glorious mustache.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
If you're looking at the webcam, you're seeing two brand new people.
That's right. We both got our hairs did.
Got our hair did.
Mine in the form of my face.
Yeah, and I got a haircut. So I got, about 2 days ago, I was just like, man, I am sick of long hair right
you
now.
You weren't messing around.
I got upset. And so we left work, and I called and made a hair appointment.
Yep.
And then it happened yesterday.
And you've been fixing it ever since.
Yeah, I can't. Now I'm in that. It's like, oh, no, what do I do now?
It just falls into place.
It's a coif.
It's a what?
A coif of hair. Me and Stever said I was going to say that on the radio.
He's then like, you sure did.
And I did.
There you go.
A pompadour.
Yeah?
A poomph. Made that one up. Poomph. It's a poomph of hair.
It's looking good, buddy. It's looking good. It is Thursday. I'm excited for today, man.
I am too.
We got some good stuff coming up, including our dear friend Michelle Schroft. She'll be joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ask cool. Project today.
I'm always happy when either Clay or Michelle comes in.
It's very, very good.
And when they leave, I get really sad. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry. We also have tickets to give away. We are 1 week away from Rise from the Grave. It's
what?
Going down.
What?
Yeah. Next week, the Almost Archibald.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
We'll give away a pair of tickets here soon. Static.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hey.
Ha. I tricked you.
Oh, it's
my pool boy.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry. I want to be that guy that calls. You guys are all happy to talk to you.
Who is this?
You can call me Billy. Billy Two Boots.
No.
Billy
no.
Two Boots?
We're not calling you Billy Two
Sounds
Boots.
Sounds like an old Western dude that's about to get taken out.
We're going to come up with a nickname for you.
Yeah.
All right.
How about the Deuce?
The Deuce.
Nope. Yeah, Billy the Deuce, because it's like, you know, two boots, you know.
I like that. Yeah. I like Billy the Deuce. I like
Billy
that.
The Deuce. Deuce.
Deuce. Well, good morning, fellas. You guys are later than yesterday.
What are you talking about?
This, you know what's funny? I looked at the clock, and I was like, this is about the same time we start the show every single day. We're probably a couple minutes off.
You know, when you get here, it's like, okay, here's the options. We jump on the air immediately and then go, hey, what do you want to talk about? Or we gather our thoughts, we grab the news stories for the day, and then we hit you with awesomeness. What would you prefer?
That's pretty good.
Exactly.
Like
if you do you if want bland buffalo
no,
wings
no.
or do you want wings with awesome
if
sauce?
If you would give us a schedule to stick to, though, we could just do whatever you want us to do. How does that sound?
I don't want to change a single thing that you guys are doing.
Yay! Thanks, Billy the Deuce.
Billy the
Deuce. Yeah.
All right.
Yesterday, Mateo was talking about how his parents surprised him by selling his car and whatnot.
Yeah.
I kind of have a similar story, only it wasn't cool.
Oh, man. Let's hear about it.
Well, I had it was an 85 Honda, and it was white. Off subject, I remember hearing that white cars are actually the cheapest car.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
I've always heard that, too.
Yeah. Anywho, me and my buddies decided we were going to go to the lake for the weekend. So we go. We have an awesome time. And I come back on Sunday and say, hey, dude, where's my car? Well, my brother decided that he needed a few bucks for beer or something. And he sold my car to the junkyard for $50.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, cool guy, huh?
Man.
What happened?
Yeah. Not a whole lot. I mean, I had... It's not like it was my only car, but still, man, that's...
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, that was my first car.
Wow.
Yeah, when it happened to me, it was more of like it was a blessing.
Yeah.
Because that's when gas had shot up crazy, you know, and and I was in college, and I was like, man, I can't afford to live. I remember thinking, I have $30 in my bank account, yeah, and I'm going to die.
So can we play you a song this morning?
I'm thinking, I wanted to hear something from that Lady Plum.
Ah, okay. Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, definitely.
We can absolutely do that. We were going to premiere a brand new track from her, so why not?
We'll just play it.
Right on. All right. Billy the Deuce.
Well, hey,
Billy
the Deuce. You guys have a good one.
Hey, you too, man.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I wanted to one up in that moment. You know, when like, and I was like, no, I'm not going to one up.
Dude,
because that's what most people do.
That's a sucky situation.
What?
His car got
sold
out for,
no, that's terrible.
For like beer or something.
I know. I'm not saying.
And I quote, beer or something.
Yeah.
We still don't know. It's still a mystery as to what that money went to.
$50 for his car. God.
Bummer. Billy the Deuce, man, you deserve.
Yeah.
You deserve a treasure of kings.
Yeah. Yeah. How about a Plum track?
That's what I mean.
We want to hear a Plum track? All right. We had a chance to talk to Plum yesterday, actually, for Winter Jam Wednesday coming up in November.
Oh, yeah.
Every single Wednesday, we're going to be talking to a different artist from Winter Jam leading up to the event, as well as giving away some tickets. We got some CDs as well. So, yeah. This one coming from Plum's brand newest of records. It's called Need You Now. It's actually the title track and one that we had talked to her about. So, why not play that one?
Yay!
Steam Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Wee!
Wee!
Do we look alike?
A little bit. We have plaid shirts on.
Okay.
Who say?
Thebe says when people live together for an extended period of time, they begin to look like each other.
That's what TJ said yesterday. Thebes, you've been living with TJ? You guys are saying the same stuff. What's up with that?
I don't know. Is it true?
Also, thank you for worrying about our clothing.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, we start to look like each other. I guess it's got to be clothing.
No, I bet that's totally true.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we're just friends.
Hey, I got some good news. Speaking of clothing, thanks to an innovation by performance apparel brand Under Armour.
Mm. I saw this. This is awesome.
You no longer need to acquire some crazy ninja-like skills to be able to pull up your zipper. Check this out. This thing is named the MagZip. It's a new and improved zipper based on a simple idea. A clasp whose two ends are guided together by magnetic forces.
Wow.
Yeah. Originally designed by engineer Scott Peters for people suffering from illnesses that cause them to lose their fine motor skills and coordination, the MagZip took 25 different prototypes to perfect. It's currently licensed by Under Armour, but it's going to be, you can just rock one hand and a magnet. Magnets? What's that about?
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
So.
Magnets. How do they work?
I don't know. Science. Thanks, ICP. You guys are so smart.
You don't thank them for anything.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nothing.
It is Thursday morning, Team Austin Morning Party. Just heard some new music from Plum, and we're going to keep listening to that record.
We're going to find we figured out, it's like, oh, wait, this is the single. This is the single.
Yeah.
That encouraged us to dig around in that album a little bit more.
Yeah, it did.
And if you hear a song on here and you're like, hey, that's a single they play on every station.
Yeah.
Hey.
Can do.
You should go dig around.
Yeah.
Bawa Daba says, awesome stash, Steve-O.
Hey, man! Maybe you noticed it, maybe you didn't, but maybe you did!
Can you imagine somebody turning their radio on just then? Like, they turn it on and they hear, I'd be like, what?
I can't perfect everything all the time, every time, all the time.
Yes, you can. You work in ministry, so say everything right.
Okay. I'll try. Hey, speaking of awesomeness, you know, like my stash.
Yeah?
We got a bunch of stuff coming up. Can I just have you go to mystaticradio.com, please?
Please. We have a
go there.
Clicky thing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We've got an opportunity for you to help support Static Radio coming up this Sunday and support yourself as well. in your tummy box. We also have coming up Thursday, a week from today, Rives from the Grave with the Almost and Archibald. You definitely do not want to miss out on this. You can check out all the details. Well, as I said, mystaticradio.com. Yeah. We're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets in the 7 o'clock hour.
To Rise from the Grave?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to tell everybody about this. I had a joke planned.
Oh, you had a joke? Why?
For Rise from the Grave.
Oh, I know.
Because Steve-O and I get...
I'm a little bummed.
We get to help judge the costume contest.
Yeah, there's a costume contest, iPad, iTunes gift
They're
cards
giving away
up for grabs.
Some good gifts.
Yeah, so... We are going to be the judges of that. We're going to be broadcasting live from 6 to 8 leading up to the event. You have to come register at the radio booth.
This is a
good
call
to be in. Thanks.
This is good. I looked up there and was like, yes.
To be in the zombie costume contest.
Zombie.
And you had a brilliant idea that you ruined yesterday.
So we were going to... I had... My hair was long.
You got the full beard.
I had the beard. And people were like, you look like Jesus.
That's what everybody
was saying. Jesus was white, wasn't he? And then my plan was, when we were announcing, I was just going to be normally dressed most of the night.
Yeah.
Why didn't you wear a costume? Oh, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
But then, when we went out to announce the costume contest, I could see it all in my mind. On the stage, Steve-O would be out there, dressed as a zombie, or Rick Grimes, or whatever, and... People, he'd be saying, and you, where's my co-host? And then I was going to come from behind the stage in a white robe and sash like an Easter pageant.
Yes.
And be dressed as Jesus.
Yes.
And then walk out and say, rise from the grave. What happened?
I wish you would have done it.
Yeah, I told.
I thought it was
the funny
hilarious.
Thing is, I've been telling people what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I told Nate yesterday, and he thought that was awesome.
Well, that was a brilliant idea because we're doing this event, Rise from the Grave, and the theme is zombies, but truly, when you're talking history, unless Lazarus rocked a really rad stash, there's really only two characters you could go
with. I was going to say, what? This is a Christian event!
Rise from the Grave! Who else?
Who else?
Oh,
maybe a mummy-looking type thing. Maybe.
Oh, man, details for Rise from the Grave at mystaticradio.com. Keep listening in 35-plus minutes. 7 o'clock hour, y'all.
Hey, we got a...
Got tickets to give away.
We got a request that came in. We're going to play your song, Sylvia. You're asking for citizens.
Oh, yes.
Live. We're going to get to it.
That
so
on the
around.
Way. Right now, latest from the fold, song's called Moving Past. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's breaking news right now. What's up?
You know, chilling.
No, that was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay.
Not for you. It's for the audience. There are people listening to us.
Oh.
Dummy? You're not a dummy.
Don't give that to Panda!
What? I want...
Okay.
Don't read that.
Okay,
don't
sorry.
Read that.
I just freaked out.
That's... There are still problems with Affordable Care Act's website. That's the Obamacare thing, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm so disconnected from reality. Halloween is next week. I know about that.
Yeah, it is. 1 week from today.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye are engaged. We talked about that yesterday. He proposed in a stadium that he rented and had a 50-piece orchestra. And it was nuts.
In typical America fashion, her ring was posted online yesterday, and the immediate response was,
that's not as big as the one that Humphreys gave her.
Really?
That's not as big.
Yeah, it's a smaller ring. And
okay.
So, of course, that's all anybody was talking about in the news yesterday.
Well,
you know, God forbid we talk about real
she
things.
She obviously should have loved the first guy more. Because if he gave her a bigger ring, he liked it, and he put a ring on it, and it was a better ring. So he obviously liked it more. So there.
Wow.
Air Force nuclear officers were caught napping while blast doors were left open.
Okay.
That's not good. Guys, that's not healthy. Get on the ball. You're going to be a mutant before you know it. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Maybe.
Ha, mutant joke.
A Washington State family says that the wrong body was placed in their family member's funeral casket.
Oh. Okay.
That would be unhappy.
Gosh.
You don't want that to happen. Oh, I read about this yesterday. Pope Francis has temporarily expelled a German bishop who had spent over $42 million of the church's money on the construction of his new residence.
Have you seen the residence layout?
It looked like Cinderella's castle.
Yeah. Did you? He has a nickname.
What is it?
The Bling Bishop.
Okay.
I'm being serious. That's what he's being called in mainstream media right now.
Well, kudos to the Pope for saying, out.
Yeah. Yeah. They needed to.
Okay, you're telling me about the ring.
Yeah.
Kim from Kanye.
Yeah.
This says reports say that Kanye spent $8 million on her ring.
Okay.
$8 million. That can't be true, right? That can't be true.
That can be true, actually. That very much so can be true.
That can't...
Yeah.
An Oregon marijuana farmer was busted after cops saw something suspicious using Google Earth. Wow. Google Earth, bringing criminals down since 2013. That's right now.
Thanks.
An English company has introduced underwear capable of blocking odors 200 times stronger than the human fart.
What?
Wow. I like to not read the sentences before I read them.
Yeah.
So that when I get to the end of the sentence, I'm just as surprised as you are. Nobody could have predicted it was going that way. Yeah, you totally could have. FedEx is predicting, speaking of that you will order lots of stuff on Cyber Monday. Not Sniper Monday. Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
It's projected to be the biggest shopping day in history for online retailers this year. Wow. This Cyber Monday. This year.
Yeah.
Biggest one in history.
I'm sure.
That's pretty cool.
I believe it.
Here's something that'll make you happy.
Okay.
The last survey of teens and tech shows that nearly 8 in 10 teens has a cell phone. Ugh. Almost half of those have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
In 1998, the big teens in tech story was this. 1 in 10 U.S. teens...
had a pager.
Exactly.
Boom!
That would have been a great trivia Thursday. We just ruined it! I'm an idiot!
You know how I knew that in 1998?
Because you had one.
Because I had one!
You were that one guy.
I was 1 in 10.
Oh my gosh.
I am the 110%.
Guys, I've just solved a problem. Super easy.
Okay.
I've been trying to exercise a lot, getting ready for a certain Spider-Man costume.
Yes, you are.
For a certain costume-themed holiday.
Yes, and he's not messing around.
But I could have not even had to work out.
Oh no.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
A push-up bra for men makes man boobs look like toned muscles. For those men who want to look more muscular but are too lazy to hit the gym.
I actually saw this yesterday.
A UK-based company called Funky Bod has created a solution. The Funky Bod Muscle Top.
Have you seen it?
No.
You look like Thor. Like, it's seriously like, hey, man. Or Henry Cavill from Man of Steel. Like, it straight up makes you look like Popeye.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Did you get pricing information?
Spider-Man doesn't look like Thor.
Did you not. Did you happen to... How long would it take? What's the shipping and handling from UK? Do I have to buy it in pounds? Did they have a currency?
You're not buying a bro.
It's a Funky Bod Muscle Top. Get it right. Pay the price. Working the same way as a padded bra works for women, the undershirt for males. It's an undershirt?
Yes, it's an entire undershirt, like that Under Armour crap.
Has padded pectoral, shoulders, biceps, and triceps make you look like you... This is what I need!
Yeah.
This is what I need!
If you want to go as Thor, not as Spider-Man,
they don't
Spider-Man's
have a Spider-Man
not that
fit.
Buff.
They don't have a Spider-Man fit. No. Maybe
you just look like you got stung
them.
By bees.
I should contact them via email.
Oh,
I should use the internet. And send them an electronic mail correspondence, and I should say, hey, can you make a Spider-Man fit? I don't want to look like Thor or Captain America or Wolverine or Batman or Superman, even Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I just want to look like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Can you? They'd probably be like, jolly good. This is a British man on the computer. Oh, Steve-O.
Huh.
This is going to be our last item of breaking news.
Oh, okay.
It's getting
a little squirrely over here.
Well, you know, I guess we have a few more minutes. Do you want a beard?
I just shaved my beard so I could create this ridiculously amazing mustache.
Well, you might know this from personal experience. Mustaches can add style and individuality to a man's outward appearance.
True. It's mystaticradio.com/webcam.
He's got a mustache. The My Static Radio mustache.
Yeah.
Some men can grow a full beard.
Us.
Whereas there are some that hardly sprout much facial hair. Steven from Amberlin. Just kidding. He can grow a beard.
He can grow a beard.
But he said he has this spot.
Yeah, that makes him crazy.
Yeah.
But it looked good in the Anchor and Braille video.
Yeah.
I digress.
Move He's on. Just a good-looking dude, man. For those who can't grow a mustache naturally, you guys listening to this?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got a little Amish beard going on. But you want to look manly. There are clinics in Turkey that offer mustache implants.
No!
That's right. The surgery uses a technique called follicular unit extraction.
Wow, you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah. Hair is removed from hairy parts of the body to be implanted
Gross,
on their upper
dude.
Lip or cheek.
Would you really want, like, underarm hair
or your
right
hair.
Next to your nostrils?
Oh.
Are you kidding me right now?
You have a mustache!
Yep. Yeah.
Where'd you get that? I don't want to talk about it. Focus on the fact that I have a mustache and leave me alone. Here's the problem. You can only do it, though, if you're super rich because the implants cost about $5,000.
What?
Yep. If you want to me to come shave some of your armpit hair and I will glue it to your mustache, you can only pay me $1,000.
Oh.
So if you want a deal, hit up your boy right here. Just call in for your boy. I need your money!
Gosh.
Can you? That's crazy.
That's a measure of a man. You can provide somebody a fake mustache and make it seem like they actually did that.
Sad thing is, it's a measure of a man.
Yeah.
So you got people paying $5,000 to get it done.
That is not.
Hey, be confident in the fact that you can't grow a mustache. Just be yourself, man.
You know what I think I need to do?
What?
I think I need to find a burgundy suit.
Yeah, you do.
For Rise from the Grave.
That would be awesome. His doesn't twist up, though.
No, I would have to trim the ends off. I don't think I can do that.
It would be great.
I know, I don't think I can do that.
You can do this.
This thing is too magical at this point.
All right.
Not really magical. It doesn't give me special powers.
It is magical.
I'm not a wizard.
He is Harry Potter.
But send your hate mail to studio at mystaticradio.com.
See, who tries to get me to read Harry Potter? What do I do? Listening audience, what do I do?
Shut up.
I know.
One more?
They hate us sometimes. You know that?
Yeah.
Man blames Obama for his battery arrest. John Henry Schiffner was collared Saturday evening after he tangled with his girlfriend on a street in Century, Florida. I just want to give kudos to the writer of this for using collared and tangled in a sentence. The girlfriend told deputies that Schiffner pushed her to the ground. After being handcuffed and placed in a squad car, Schiffner began rambling on about how Obama is right. Schiffner said, "Obama said cops always listen to women." And that, my friends, is your breaking news.
It's like that drunk dude at a party who is trying to quote scripture and is just like making stuff. Because God said, he helps those who help themselves.
Hey, no, wait, just wait. Don't judge others. But here's the thing. You can be one of three things. Love, kind, or guilty. Which one are you? I know which one I am. What are you? I'm gonna go
Amazing.
Back to the, I'm going in the fridge. You want anything?
Oh man, we got an email request from Sylvia asking to bring back some citizens. Haven't played this in a while. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Uh-oh.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. You know, we really ought to hit this up real quick.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party, and we're going to take a quick look at traffic.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to cover a little traffic action.
Crazy over on Paseo.
Trafaction.
It looks like they're filming a movie over there, but they're not.
They're not filming. They are building a brand new interchange from Paseo and I-25. So there's a lot of construction. We got lanes closed. There's an off-ramp closed. I-25 north at Paseo, that ramp is closed. So you will not be using that ramp for a while. Also, on a different street, there's road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, 2nd Street between Alameda and 4th.
Mm-hmm.
That's over by the balloon place, right?
That is.
So, that's your look at traffic. Everything else pretty good.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. They open in 14 minutes. Getting my pumpkin spice latte.
Gosh, I'm going to get some coffee, and I'm starving. Not starving. I'm very
hungry. No, you are not. You are very hungry.
I know. I'm sorry I said this. I'm sorry I said starving. It was an expression.
There are actual people starving.
It was not a literal. I did not literally mean that, and I apologize for saying it, because that is a real world thing, and I'm sorry. The end.
I really get after Jack.
I know. You should. You should. And I shouldn't have said it, and I apologize. And
you're a grown man. You can say whatever you want.
I'm a grown man. I can apologize, too. No, I really, I'm saying that because I know there's people out there that are upset that I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's at least three people that listen to this station, and one of them has to be upset. Well, statistically, they are angry.
Hopefully we still have one.
It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no way they won't be angry about something. I love this job. I love this job.
It's the best, right?
It is.
Steamer!
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning. I always feel like I need to comment on breaking news.
Uh-oh, what happened?
No, nothing happened. It just wasn't any stadium. It was AT&T.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the owner donated that? Like,
of course he did.
Gifted? Yeah, you know, it takes money to make money. What if I want to propose an AT&T stadium?
Like, 50 grand.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
But for Kanye, it's free.
But for Kanye, it's free, and that makes total sense.
Yeah, because he gets all the publicity out of it.
Well, he was probably like, hey, can you let me do this for free? Because I just spent $8 million on this ring.
I thought it was a small ring.
It's a smaller ring than the one before.
The reports are that it was $8 million. That can't be true.
Okay. It can be.
Sure.
That's crazy.
Hey, it is the 297th day of 2013.
Boom.
68 days remaining. And a happy birthday going out to our own Parchments employee, Haley Prox.
Yay!
Celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday to you!
Yeah.
There, I didn't fail and forget one of the in-house birthdays.
There you go. Good job.
And
proud of you.
Anyone emailing birthdays?
Nothing this morning.
I guess our listeners don't have any friends or family that have birthdays.
Or they all have them in the summertime, maybe.
Or they all send them after we've already done birthdays.
This is true.
Okay, well, remember, every weekday morning at 6:45, we do birthdays.
That's right.
And before that, or the day before, or whatever, you could email you or your friends or family's birthday.
Yep.
And we'll give you the shout out.
I have a couple birthdays I need to cover on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to Judd, Mandy, Jordan, Josh, Hillary, Michelle, Autumn,
that's
Teddy,
true,
and a band
we
called
can just
West
open
Finley.
Our Facebook pages and say hi to all of our friends and family that are having birthdays today, right?
Truth. Right. Is this a new one?
Yeah, it is, actually. And my computer is not having caffeine yet this morning or something, so it's kind of
slow, sluggish.
Yeah, it's a little sluggish.
It's okay. It's new 90210. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it is.
Except for the girl in the stockroom at the Forever 21 in
Nashville,
Tennessee.
She's the manager.
So whose birthday is it?
Whose birthday is it?
Okay. Let me think about this.
Do you know any of the new 902?
I really don't.
Brian Austin
it's
Green.
It's Sinead Grimes' birthday.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead Grimes celebrating her birthday.
26.
Oh,
she's 24.
Oh,
you wouldn't have got it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right. I probably would have gotten older.
Okay. I'm just going back to birthday music because I don't really have music for this next dude.
All right.
He's going to be playing Errol Flynn in an upcoming movie.
Ooh! Is he going to have a good mustache like me?
I don't know.
Probably not.
And you also saw him in In-N-Out, Las Vegas, Dave, and an Oscar for A Fish Called Wanda.
Kevin Kline.
Yeah. Silverado, too, Steve-O. He was in Silverado.
Silverado.
He was also in Orange County. He played the professor. That was awesome.
All right. So, Kevin Kline celebrating a birthday.
Love that, dude.
56.
Man, that's a good guess.
55.
Yeah, 66.
Wow.
10 back, man.
Yeah, he's going to be in that Las Vegas movie with De Niro and Douglas. And
The Hangover with Old People.
Yep.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, Law and Order. This is SVU.
Oh, my gosh. I love this show.
It is SVU.
Yeah, it is.
I have never seen.
And actually, this guy was in, I think he was in The Rock, Steve-O. No, he's in The Rock. He played like a special ops guy in one of those movies.
Is he? Was he in Superman?
B.D. Wong.
Oh, he was in Jurassic Park.
Was he?
Yes. He played Dr. Henry Wu.
Okay.
Dr. Henry Wu was the guy that said, "You're suggesting that a park comprised entirely of females will breed."
And he was also in Oz. On, is that an HBO show?
Gosh. Okay. Dr. Henry Wu.
Not recommended, probably, but anyway, B.D. Wong celebrating a birthday today. How old is B.D.?
He is older because he was in Jurassic Park and he was probably, what, like 20-something?
Well, see, it's deceptive. Mm-hmm. It's deceptive.
Okay,
He's got brilliant skin.
I think he's 47.
I think he's...
No, I'm changing mine. 42.
93, 03, 13. I'm going to say 48.
53.
Oh,
told you. Deceptive.
Deceiving.
Deceptive.
Rapper Drake celebrating a birthday.
Oh, we don't have any Drake.
He's 18. No, I don't know how old he is. He's young, though.
He acts 23.
He started at the bottom, now he's here. He's 24.
27.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Steve.
Hello. Wait. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we know this.
What show is this?
It's not Little House on the Prairie.
No, it's not.
Is it the best show on TV?
Is it Highway to Heaven? Oh, I know this show. Obviously, it is the best show on television. And this last week proved why it's the best show on television.
Is it The Office?
Steve's not caught up.
It's Homeland.
It is Homeland.
It's Homeland.
Hey, you know what? When I saw who it was, I was like, that's right. He was in Amadeus.
Oh, man. F. Murray Abraham's birthday?
Yep.
It's Dadar's birthday or whatever his name is.
Which one? The bad guy?
Yes.
He's not a bad guy.
He's not
a
bad guy, but he's always a bad guy. Yeah. He was in Last Action Hero. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He plays like a bad dude in every movie.
He does.
And if you're not like these guys and you're trying to put it together, if you saw Amadeus, he was Mozart's competitor.
I totally could have gotten that.
Was he a bad guy in that movie?
Yeah, he was in Insurrection? Well, I guess.
If they ever made a live-action Aladdin, he would play Jafar.
He would!
Yeah.
Yep. You're welcome, America.
Yeah, he pretty much would.
Is it Deldar? What's his name? No, Dadar?
Jafar.
No, the guy.
No, it's Homeland. Aladdin. Aladdin. It's a Disney classic.
It was Jafar.
Early 90s. Yeah.
He plays an incredible...
How old is he? Let's talk about this.
Possible villain.
66.
He is... 67.
74.
Wow.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
We are skewing you.
Props to you.
Yeah.
Props to you, F. Murray. Which stands for Frederick.
How do you know these things?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
If your first name was Frederick, would you go by Frederick or F. Murray?
I'm so bored right now. What are you asking me questions?
Well, could this be one of the greatest rock songs in the history of all time?
Let me hear it.
Oh, snap.
Stop talking.
I can't. Oh. Yes, it can.
Does Matt not know yet?
Nope, don't know.
Wait. Oh, man. Yes, truly. Truly. The record is called Let It Bleed. Don't be impressive. Come on.
No.
Ashley Cleveland covered it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nope.
Should I give him some help?
I really don't know who
this is. Let me give him some help.
Hey, I'm not.
Give me Shelter, one of the greatest rock songs in the history of ever.
I like this song.
Come on.
Rolling Stones. Is it Mick Jagger's birthday?
No, actually, it's Bill Wyman's birthday.
Dude, give me Shelter. Hey,
the Stones is this guy?
Hey, bass player.
Yeah.
He's the bass player.
Yeah.
Did you know he was a bass player?
Yes, I've seen the Rolling Stones.
Steve-O's telling me lies right now.
I have seen the Stones in concert.
If you start me up, I'll never stop, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you think any of these guys are great grandfathers yet?
Could be, man.
They probably still can't get
any
satisfaction.
Dude, they started that show. They started the show with that. It was like, boom, crazy, crazy, the lights go out. Bam, bam, bam. And he just came out by himself, and people went nuts.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
It's awesome. Did you?
Paint it black.
I was about to say, did you paint it black that night?
Oh, man. You know what the cool thing was?
What?
It was back when the internet was new, and they voted online, and this was the number one pick from fans, and they did this song at the show. Like, there was, you could pick.
I love this song.
Oh, it was cool.
All right.
If I would have gotten to the chorus of Gimme Shelter, then I would have known what it was.
Well, this is our final birthday of the day.
Oh. So, bass player, Rolling Stones.
Oh, man.
I got it.
Sorry.
Man. I don't know.
73. Oh.
74.
A 77.
Oh.
It was like...
The number of completion.
hang on. Whatever. I just got in trouble. Uh-oh. Hang on. Tim says, I am so disappointed in you.
Yes.
Yeah, me too, Tim.
He should be.
Right? He's the bass player.
I know.
Come on.
I'm not even messing around. I've always said
wait.
Gimme Shelter could be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rock songs of all
time.
It's a great song.
Oh, it's incredible.
Matthew.
Hey.
Who played bass for the Beatles?
It's Peter Gabriel.
He doesn't know, does he?
It was Paul McCartney, jerk. I know what it was.
Who played bass for Genesis?
Oh, no, I don't know that.
Mike Rutherford of Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh yeah, we talked about this. Man, I love Mike and the Mechanics. So
okay, so anyway, Bill Wyman, 77 years old.
77 years young.
Whatever. Look at him.
I know.
Hey. I know, Don. I'll walk a mile in his shoes. Okay.
Oh man.
All right, so on this date in what year, the 40-hour work week went into effect in the United States?
Oh, wow. Ooh. What were we working before that?
I love this song. This would be an incredible karaoke
Don't
song.
Don't see him live.
Really?
I was disappointed.
Everyone's watching.
But the epitome of 80s bubblegum rock.
I don't know. That's why karaoke gives you the words.
This isn't like a pizza commercial.
In what year on this date
19...
did the 40-hour work week go into effect in the U.S.?
1974. I don't know.
1981.
Well, you'll never forget, okay? It's real easy to remember when the 40-hour work... 1940.
Nice!
Yeah, now you'll never forget.
Did they commemorate? Like, is that why they decided 40 hours?
I don't know.
Good thing they didn't come up with that in 1960.
The police.
The first transcontinental telegraph message was sent from California.
See what you did there.
To President Abraham Lincoln on this date in what year?
Who plays bass for the police?
Paul Rudd. Play it a bass. Slap it a bass, man.
Who plays bass for Rush?
Dude.
Geddy Lee, dog.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Just checking.
I'm not a Rush fan. I'm
sorry.
Sting
for the police. Who plays bass for Sting, though? Tell me that.
Sting.
He's got to play his own bass.
Does he?
Does he
Sometimes.
Not?
Does he?
He has to.
Look it up.
Really?
So when did this transcontinental telegraph thing happen from California to President Abraham? You know, it says from California to President Abraham. What if he was in Sacramento? It doesn't say where he was.
Yeah.
So anyway, when did that happen? It does say transcontinental, so...
1861.
Ooh.
Don't even guess. He got it right.
Yeah! Are you serious?
Yeah, he
wow.
did.
Wow!
Yeah, he got it right. Okay, so on this date in what year, nylon stockings were sold publicly for the first time in Wilmington, Delaware?
1957.
Is this ZZ Top?
What? Yeah.
All right. Good call on the music today.
Man, you're killing it in there, Steve.
You've been crushing it, man. Oh, man! This is just like great rock and roll day. 19... What did you say?
I said 57.
1948.
No, shortly after nylon stockings started, The ladies were donating them for the war cause. This was
1939. There it is right there. You can't argue with that.
All right, today... Today is October 24th.
Yeah, it is.
It's Food Day.
Food Day!
It's United Nations Day.
What? UN Day.
And even though it's Food Day, bologna gets its own special day on Food Day.
That's right.
Bologna Day.
That's because it's a mixture of a lot of different foods.
I'm not eating
know.
Bologna for the rest of my life.
Why?
I'm not eating it.
Come on. It's a sheet of awesome.
I ate enough of that when I was a kid, and look at me now.
And that is all. And just in case you wonder what I do when that is all, I go and take a nap.
All right.
Gonna go take a nap. We're gonna prepare for the 7 o'clock hour. We have tickets for Rise from the Grave that
Look
we
out.
Will be giving away.
Look at it.
Keep it locked here to Team Awesome Morning Party.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from there.
Static Radio.
You did it.
I did it.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, good morning. How's traffic out there?
I don't know. Should we take a look?
Maybe we should.
All right.
Well, as we all know, everyone, we have a lot of construction around Paseo and I-25. They're building a new interchange. Let's get used to it, and let's be smart about it. Booyah. Everything else looking good. What you want to do with it? It looks good. We have also road construction on 2nd Street between Alameda Boulevard and 4th Street over by the balloon place. So be careful.
Yep.
And drive slowly and don't text. Don't use your phone. Just keep your hands on the wheel and listen to the radio. Unless you have a hands-free and you want to call us. Then you can call us. But don't use your phone. Call us mentally with your thoughts.
Josh.
The end. That's all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669.
Okay. I just think I put together something because you were working in my room yesterday, and all of a sudden the backdrop for my computer, also known as the screensaver, the desktop. Thingy,
yeah.
Wallpaper,
weird,
changed.
What?
So, am I to assume that this is the theme for the story I'm about to talk about?
Yes.
Awesome.
Have you seen all of the pictures?
I have not seen all the photos.
Okay. Well, Mitch actually showed it to me. Every once in a while, that girl has a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about this. So, you know, when you propose to somebody, it's this beautiful, lovely. This is not the right music. Or is it?
Get to the chopper.
A couple recently got engaged, and for their engagement photos...
Yes?
They wanted to do something a little different. His name's Brandon Gray. His engagement photo shoot is interesting. Appropriate for Halloween, though. The photo shoot features Jason from Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Killing the groom.
It's pretty funny.
And then sneaking up on his fiance as she weeps over his dead body.
The photos, look,
what?
Just wait. This right now, this computer, which moves slower than the 1800s, is loading. And when it's finished, you'll see it's a progressive theme.
But think about, like, your children someday.
No,
like,
that's not who I was thinking about. I was thinking about the parents that probably shelled out the money for it. Yes, go get that. This is awesome. We want to help you out with your
engagement photos.
And then they got them back and they were like, never giving you money again.
Ever.
That
ever,
was the last
ever,
time.
Ever
you're
again.
About to get married. You're going to provide.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Friday the 13th theme for
computer is still
for their
loading.
Engagement photos. And that's just it. Jason Voorhees, character from Friday the 13th, is sneaking up behind them in the photo shoot and then murders the husband or the fiance.
Look at what?
The groom to be. And then sneaks up on his fiance as she weeps over him.
All right,
are you kidding me? The progression is pretty incredible.
I just want our computer to work.
I know.
Or I'm going to throw it out the window.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
It's about to happen.
Yeah.
Put in a work order for a new computer.
The iPod Shuffle from 2003 is faster than this computer.
It just moved by itself. This thing just moved by itself. All right, look. This is where it starts.
So we got to post these. We got to post these.
It won't work!
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. What do you think? Inspired by the movie Friday the 13th, these engagement photos.
Lord, please let this computer work.
People are saying it's fun, although morbid.
Okay.
I'm entertaining.
Copy these. Control C.
Hilarious. There's ingenuity behind it.
You're not going to see it. Not on this computer.
I am thinking, man, I don't know. However, I will say my engagement photos are quite morbid too, because I'm like, who dressed me? Why do I look like that? How did Chrissy allow me?
When did you take your photos?
She was engaged to me. She really said yes to that. I hate our engagement photos.
Was this in 19?
It was 2002.
Oh no.
What?
I know. What were you listening to then?
Shut up, man.
What were you listening to?
None your business.
Tell me. It was Blink. What else was it? Tell me.
Dude.
Deftones.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah. Let's
Incubus.
See. Yeah.
Blindside.
Yep.
I can imagine in my head what you looked like.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm like, wow, that is true love right there. So those are the photos I'm going to show to my kids and say, look, this is when I knew your mom loved me because she was willing to marry this dude.
This guy. Look at this guy.
This dude with the giant metal. I had a chain around my neck, but it wasn't a chain. It was like these giant metal balls, like these beads that were like made of metal because I was so metal.
Metal, dude.
It was just so tough, bro. And I had like, I had a goatee. Oh. Yeah, I know. It was sad times at Ridgemont High. 505-338-3700 is our phone number, or of course facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to try and post these photos for you so you can see them. But I read this article and it's just, I don't know how I feel about it.
You can't tell me how to feel, Sarah.
Morbid engagement photos. Yeah, it's seriously showing a couple getting quote unquote killed. Friday the 13th engagement photos.
I've told you about the Sarah story, right?
No.
You can't tell me how to feel, Sarah?
No.
Okay. Give me some dramatic music.
Dramatic, like Friday the 13th,
no.
Like spooky.
Like
Lord of the Rings. Like,
yes, Lord of the Rings.
But I don't know that that's going to be
not
dramatic.
Heroic, it's but
gonna
it's going to be work.
Like, it's going to work. You know, this is like, hey, we're in the
No,
fire.
You know what? Give me Harry Potter.
Harry
we got Harry?
Potter.
Give
okay.
me Harry.
Got,
All right.
I got Harry Potter. That's not.
So there we were, Waverly.
Okay.
We were on tour. We had to drive out west. It was one of our first trips out west. We had played, as freshman 15, we had played a church in Salt Lake City.
One of my favorite cities in the world.
That was the first time we had gone out west. So we knew one person in Salt Lake City. And I called this guy, and I was like, dude, we really need a place to crash for a couple of days. We don't have any money. Mm-hmm. We're very poor. Can we please stay with you? And he was like, yeah, man. We drove all night. We got to Salt Lake City, stopped at a skate park so Dave and our sound guy at the time, Jay Bird, could skate for a little while. And then we went over to the church where this guy worked. I fell asleep in the sanctuary. Apparently, while I was asleep, the FBI raided, like a SWAT team raided across
what?
The street at a
oh,
house.
Okay. I'm like, what? Yeah.
You didn't let me finish.
Raided the Waverly van.
No, they raided across the street at some house. I missed all that. But that's what we should, that should have tipped us off that this was going to be a weird little weekend.
Right.
So then we're staying with these people, and they were super nice. But we just got this weird vibe from the, because it was like just a lot of people living together, kind of like how we are now, like a commune, you know? Nah, it was like a married couple, and then they had like three other roommates, because they all split like the money on this bigger place. You
yeah,
know? And I think Salt Lake's pretty expensive. Seems like it would be because it's so clean.
It's so clean.
They just clean it up constantly.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful town.
Yeah.
And Mormon Square there, whatever it is beautiful.
It really
it's a beautiful
is.
Place.
No, I know.
So anyway, we're staying there, and there was just like some tension floating around in the house, and we couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is better.
This is better.
Yeah, this is way better.
Well, then we're like up. we're in the room with the bunk beds, because they let bands stay. Like, this was a thing they did. And all of a sudden, I think the wife's name was Sarah. We start hearing this argument between the guy and his wife. And they are arguing, like, for real arguing. And we're sitting in there like,
okay.
Like, it's one of those where you're like, okay, we need to leave now. We need to go, because it's obviously we shouldn't be here. They need to work this
right,
out.
Right.
But then you're like, but they have like 20 roommates. This has, how does this work? What are we doing? So then we hear the guy just start weeping. And he was like, ah. And we're hearing all this through the walls, and we're like, and I'm not making fun of him. It's just the situation. How do you react to that?
Right.
Because he's opened up his home to us.
Yeah.
He's like the only place we have to go, because we didn't even have enough money for a hotel.
Right.
And we were just like, oh. And then we just hear, out of nowhere, we hear, you can't tell me how to feel, Sarah! And we were like, oh, okay, let's go. Let's go. So later that afternoon, we left.
So you just left?
We had to.
You didn't like,
No. Hey, no. Gosh, no. No. We're not going to get in that.
This isn't working. We got to.
No. No. We were just like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and go. I worked it out with somebody in California, and we're just going to drive on over there. And so then we leave, and on the way, I'm like, we got to find somebody in California. Waverly was, we were always very blessed that people always opened their homes to us.
Yeah.
It was our southern charm.
I'll bet.
And
it
we
was.
Were mostly clean.
Yeah, mostly.
Except for Coon.
You guys did a good job. This was the New Mexico stop was the Jeter household.
It was great.
Yeah. Loved it.
But yeah, that's the you can't tell me how to feel Sarah story. One of the most awkward positions
awesome.
I've ever been in my life.
Matthew!
Marsha.
Matthew.
Marsha.
Where did Marsha come from?
It's from the old Looney Tunes or whatever. It's like, oh, Jim!
Marsha.
Jim!
Marsha.
Jim!
Marsha.
Oh, good old Looney Tunes.
Something like that.
Oh, man. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. You got to get over to our Facebook page.
Yeah, go for it.
Facebook.com/Static Radio.
Just do it, Nike.
Hey, speaking of Facebook.
Yeah.
I know Dawn would want me to say.
Yeah.
You guys should go check out what's happening at Fireflight's Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this the future? Is this the future?
Yeah, is this the future of shows? No?
Well, yeah, in a way.
In a way?
In a way it is. It's a good way for bands to...
Connect with their fans.
Yeah, so
for those
go check it out.
Yeah.
Go look at, I guess, facebook.com/, I think it's Fireflight Rock.
Okay. I've seen it more and more. It's more and more happening. I think for people that maybe can't get out to actual shows or can't do some cool stuff happening. So
yeah, so do it.
I definitely would love to make that a topic at some point. Yeah. Static!
Yeah, are we talking? This is Security John.
Hey!
Hey, are we talking about those Facebook pictures?
Yeah, man.
I think it's innovative. I think a more appropriate picture would have been like they should have dressed up like Frodo and Sam and had like Gollum try to steal their engagement ring.
Oh hey! My gosh!
Boom!
You just gave a ton of people a great idea.
Minus the fact that Frodo and Sam are both dudes.
Well, you know, I mean.
There was always that question in Lord of the Rings, though, because you're like, Samwise, bro. Bro.
He was just being a good friend.
Oh, my Frodo.
He was being a good friend.
Okay.
He was like David and Jonathan in the Bible.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. There you go. That helps a lot, actually.
You know what?
Thanks for the call.
I probably shouldn't have said that because now people's wheels in their heads are turning. They're like, wait a second. Wait. No, 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 no.
He was into the little short barmaid girl. It's all good. Sam got married.
It was funny, though. I remember that scene in Lord of the Rings where they... Like, Frodo woke up. Spoiler alert. He woke up, and then they all came running in there, and it's like, yeah! And everybody was like, what's happening? What is this?
Are they about to have a pillow fight?
Is this a celebration? That's not how I celebrate. Not for me.
They're hobbits! hobbits.
They are hobbits.
They do a lot of things
we
weird.
We also wear shoes, everyone.
Yeah.
And they don't at all. They have hairy feet. Very hairy feet. And they're huge.
Man, that movie had 17 endings. It was like, yeah. It was beautiful and credit.
Still going.
All right, cool. Oh, now they're, okay.
Oh, man.
Farewell, Gandalf.
It's still going. Do I need to go get more popcorn?
This thing is
3.5 hours. Three and a half hours?
They got to say goodbye to Steven Tyler's daughter. Hold on. Still going.
We still have an hour. Cool. I just looked at my watch.
There's all these fade to black, so you're like, and crit. Nope. Okay. All right, cool. Awesome, man. Oh, they got to put the crown on that dude's head. Okay, cool. All right. Aragorn, fade to black. Nope.
No,
okay.
It's
all right.
Back on.
Sweet. Awesome.
Is anybody else tired? Did you bring a blanket?
Have you ever read those books?
No.
The bummer for me was there was some great stuff that they could have done with the end that they didn't. Dude, Samwise goes back to the Shire. Mm-hmm. Totally going to ruin the end of Return of the King. Samwise goes back to the Shire.
Yeah?
And the Shire was taken over.
What?
Yeah.
And so he fights it.
Saruman's still alive and Wormtongue.
That makes sense.
And they were like taking over the Shire.
Wait, Wormtongue's still alive?
Yes.
I thought he jumped off the...
Well, and same with Saruman in the extended edition of Return of the King, you see that. And so you're like,
see, this is why.
Like, no, because that's not what happens. Because in the book, Samwise goes back and he's like, what? You have taken my Shire and now.
This is why it's such a shame.
Yeah.
That those movies borrowed from the Harry Potter books so much.
Stop it.
It's just such a shame. I just don't get it. I don't. Like, it's just blatantly obvious.
People are going to take you seriously and say, bless his heart, he's from the South. He's from Mississippi.
There you go, that's fine.
He don't know better.
What that gives me is a ticket to ride. I can literally walk around and say the dumbest stuff imaginable. And people say, bless his heart, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And then I'm just laughing. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. And then I see my bank account and I laugh more. So I'm like, dang, dude. Nothing's happening.
Oh, man. All right. We got to give away some tickets.
Yes, we do.
This music is almost fitting for what we're trying to do because it is Trivia Thursday.
Oh.
We got a pair of tickets to Rise from the Grave featuring the Almost and, of course, our boys in Archibald. Oh, man. But in order to win the tickets, you got to give us a call. 505-338 3700, the phone number.
Give us a call.
That's 505-338-3700. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see the Almost, to see Archibald, to kick it for our big Fall Vestaween celebration.
You can come dressed up as a zombie or something, possibly win the costume contest.
Yeah.
The costume contest.
Yeah. I've got a good one.
Oh, man. Trivia Thursday!
It's a good trivia question.
Somebody's calling.
Static!
You guys giving away the tickets yet?
Yeah, we have not given them away yet. Are you ready for your trivia question?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
All right. The average life expectancy of one of these is 50 years.
50 years?
Yes.
Crocodiles?
Crocodiles. That's a really good one. That is incorrect. I feel like I should give a hint. Should I give a hint?
Yeah, you need.
Oh, maybe
hint.
I shouldn't.
That's a tough one.
Okay, here's the hint. You use it every day.
I do.
Yep. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a elephant?
An elephant. You use it every day. It is not an elephant.
All right.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. The phone number. The average life expectancy of one of these is 50 years. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to just hang out with us.
Trivia Thursday.
If you'd actually like to win the tickets, though, you got to give us a call. 505-338-3700. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to Rise from the Grave featuring Archibald and the Almost.
Boo, y'all.
Static. Hello?
A TV.
A TV!
Good guess, though.
It's a great guess, though. Static.
Hey, have you guys given the tickets away yet?
No. We have not.
All right, so refrigerator?
Ooh, you guys are getting there.
Getting close.
Static.
A toilet.
A toilet! You use it every day, and the average life expectancy of one of these is 50 years. The answer?
A toilet.
Yeah! Oh. Good job, you.
Hey, you won.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're number one.
You're number one.
Or number two? Hey!
Oh. Toilet humor. Sorry about it. That was another one. I just said toilet humor.
Yeah.
Sorry. I got nothing.
Me and my potty mouth? Huh?
Okay.
Me and my...
Hey, you just won tickets to the potty.
Hey! What else?
Doo-doo.
Oh, man. That's
Is
not
that...
Even, no.
Oh. I thought you...
Who's
I...
this?
That is awesome. Yay.
Yeah, awesome. No.
Who is this? What's your name?
Monica.
Monica, congratulations. You're going to Rise from the Grave next Thursday night. Going to see the Almost. You're going to see Archibald. You're going to see us there acting like fools.
I'm not going to be there.
It's going to be incredible.
How exciting.
I know. Hang on the line for us, okay?
Okay.
All right. It is Trivia Thursday. Your chance to score tickets coming up again a little later in the show.
Ah!
We'll have more trivia for you. For Trivia Thursday.
Ah!
It's just that easy.
Yeah, it is. It's easy, easy peasy. And you can win, too. All you got to do is listen in and call in and win. That's all you do. It's a three-step process. There are also sub-steps that I can't tell you about because there are 30 of them. But
stop it.
Overall, three steps. You can. It's easy. Look, no, really, let's break it down to one step.
Ah!
Call in and win.
We got to take a quick
It's a step
break.
And a sub-step. One and one A.
Coming up, I'm pretty excited, man. We got our dear friend... Michelle.
And if you include dialing the number, then I guess it's call, and then 1A is dial, and then 1B is win, but then 1C, or possibly 2, is give us your information.
Cool.
But then there's
down.
Step 3, where you actually have to get the tickets, and step 4, I'll just stop all of it.
Okay.
There's,
Team Awesome
there's probably party. About 30 steps. Now.
Static Radio. Ah, yes.
Hey!
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. And that wonderful Leave It to Beaver music means... Michelle Schroff is in studio.
Oh!
Hey!
What's up, Mrs. Cleaver? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Yesterday, Mateo and myself were leaving work, and we saw you outside with your clan.
Gosh, so
and,
many children.
I broke out into hives.
Oh. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I started a panic attack.
I started freaking out.
It wasn't that bad.
Ask this guy. I seriously started walking out of the car, and I'm like, God bless her. She is an incredible human being.
Don't you read the scriptures? He has. My quiver's full.
Dude, you had, what, 6 with you yesterday? How many did you have
6.
With you? Gosh,
6.
Yeah. I just started, like, getting itchy and breaking out, like, we gotta go. I can't even watch this. How does one human do this?
It's pretty crazy.
Because you were alone. Clay wasn't with you yesterday because
no.
he is away.
In Mexico.
He is in another land.
He is.
Down under.
He comes home today.
I mean, not Australia.
No.
He's in Mexico.
He's literally down under.
He's like, in the older version of this
Under
state.
North
That's
America.
Right.
Old Mexico.
Yes.
Old Mexico.
So.
Old Mexico.
Michelle Schroff from the Aspen Mexico. Project and, of course, Project Zoe.
Yes.
Zoe. How goes it?
It goes awesome.
Yeah?
It does.
So
it's going very well.
You've since had your open house. You are
yes.
since doing some amazing things.
Yes.
Let's talk about Project Zoe. For those who have never tuned in, maybe this is their first time hearing about Project Zoe. What's the dealy, yo?
Yo. Project Zoe is ministry outreach to 13 to 21-year-old young ladies that have probably run into some problems here and there or just... not happy with the road they're taking, and we would like to interrupt that and come alongside of them and let them know that they're not the sum of their past.
Amen.
So we really want to encourage them that they're loved, they're wanted, they're needed, and hopefully they would come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. So,
amen.
Yeah, and awesome. It's a boutique environment. They would come in, pick out a few articles of clothing and some accessories, and hopefully would like to take some workshops and GED prep or job prep or wellness. We offer anything and everything. So if you know anyone or you're interested yourself, please give us a call at 514-1537. We would love to come alongside you and just love on you.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is no matter what you've done in your past, God loves you unconditionally.
That's right. He does.
That was a good plug.
He absolutely does.
Oh. Okay, you, now,
we were talking off air, actually, because you'd never heard a Katy Perry song before.
Never.
We recently, this week, added that new song by Katy Perry, Unconditionally.
That's right.
It's a powerful song.
It really is. It really is. And really makes you think, you know, that's, you know, in the song, I mean, obviously, the song was written by Katy Perry.
Yeah. Written, actually, for John Mayer, her current beau.
Wow. And I wonder where she got those ideas from.
Right.
I mean, well, and it just goes to show you that, you know, there's an impression made.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Whether you choose to grasp or, you know, walk away or hopefully come back, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole premise of Zoe, you know? Not everyone is, you know, blessed enough to be raised in a Christian home. And then even if you are, it still doesn't guarantee that,
absolutely not, yeah.
You know, your salvation.
Right.
You know, we have to own it ourselves. And, you know, that's what this is about. You know, 13 to 21 years old, what an optimal time in a person's life.
Yeah.
I know for me at 13 years old, I was wayward. I was out there until I was probably 23. So, you know, I'm just so thankful that, you know, God has presented this opportunity that I was able to live through that. And now that God's able to use it, you know, and who are we to say that he can't use it on a, you know, with a 95-year-old? Our neighbor was 85 when he received Christ.
Wow.
85 years old.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, it is. So, you know, we can't give up on people.
Yeah, you can't.
Whether they're celebrities or...
Yeah, I agree 150%. That's why I think we're such big fans of Project Zoe and everything you guys are doing. What are some needs of yours right now?
Well, right now we need maternity clothes.
Okay.
We are receiving just an outpouring of... just ladies that need help, that are pregnant, that are choosing to keep their babies, or they're choosing to not parent, and that's okay.
And but carry to term, and then
carry to term, awesome. and the child will be placed for adoption. And you know what? It takes a lot of courage to be able to do that. It really does.
Yeah.
So those are our needs right now. Our maternity clothes.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there has some, I mean. Golly, you aren't going to wear them again. You know, it's not like, next season I'm going to wear my maternity clothes.
Right.
You know, so it's definitely something that you can get rid of.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great
So they're not
idea.
Warm winter clothes?
That's right.
You just always assume they would become like blankets.
Unless you're going to Antarctica and you need to stuff them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
that's a great need that we have right now. So,
and that's an incredible aspect of Project Zoe, the fact that, you know, we talk about what Aspen Project does. You guys go out, you stand, you know, as close as you can near abortion clinics. You love on the people coming
in. That's right.
The people coming out.
That's
you don't have, I love Clay's statement, you don't carry signs that Jesus would beat you with because you're saying things differently, loving things.
That's right.
And then you're practicing what you're preaching in that, all right, hey, you've decided to keep this baby.
That's right.
We want to guide you and sustain and help you through entire process. Not okay, good, you did it. All right. Hey, way to keep this baby. Enjoy the next 6 months of your life. Peace out.
Well, you know, I think as Christians, a lot of times we are accused of being, you know, pro-birth and not necessarily pro-life. And you know, that is a conviction for me.
Yeah.
You know, it is easy to come alongside of a pregnant woman and be in the delivery room and then, you know, pat her on the back and move her on. But
good job.
Yeah, but the easy part just occurred, you know, and the very difficult part is the next, you know, 18, 20, you know, 25 years that, you know, you're trying to be a parent and, you know, they don't want to sit in time out or they don't want to, you know, take a nap or that's the tough time, you know, those are the difficult times. And, you know, I think, Project Zoe, you know, that's another aspect that we're looking at is helping folks with parenting, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy to give them a book and say, read it, but, you know, just coming alongside, coming over, hanging out and saying, hey, what's going on and helping through the parenting process,
especially when you're still a kid yourself.
That's right.
A lot of these people coming through this I'm going to call it a program, but a lot of these kids, that's just it, they're still kids.
That's right
Kids having kids.
Well, and you know, I'm older, and for me it's difficult.
At least
you
27.
Know? That's right, at least 27. It's difficult to, you know, sacrifice. It's difficult at my age to sacrifice my time and, you know, my future, I'd like to think. But you know what? God has used, you know, the children that he's given us to shape and mold who I am today. And I believe that, you know, that's his desire for us as women and men when we do have children.
Yeah.
He's going to use those kids.
And
what a lie, you know, women are being told when they're told that, you know, a child is a problem. And, you know, it's amazing how much my kids have really pointed me back to Christ.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know? I mean, whether Absolutely. It's in hard times or in times where I'm down and out, and my kids are like, hey, did you pray, Mom? And I'm, oh, yeah, I'll be back. You know, they just, yeah. they do. They have an amazing way of giving you back what you've put into them. So.
Yeah, and it's also just another aspect of God showing his... himself to you, revealing
That's
himself
right.
to you. Just last night, he woke up, 3 a.m., Brody just, he woke up, and
yeah.
he was crying, and,
yeah.
he, and it was you know, one of those situations where it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and all you want to do is be asleep.
That's right.
But God somehow, man, supernaturally gives you that, man, all I wanted to do was rush in there, and me and Chrissy both ended up in there like, is he okay? Oh,
right.
he just woke up alone, and
right.
maybe had a bad dream, and I'm just going to hold this dude and
That's
rock
right.
him. And
That's right.
And I'll tell you right now, 15 years ago, I never thought I would be the guy at 3 a.m. just like caring more for this child
That's right.
than my own selfish, really want to be asleep need, you
That's
know?
Right.
And God gives you that.
He does.
Because that's not from me.
No, I agree. Well, our little guy, he's 14 months, and I'm telling you, since Clay's been gone, he has not wanted to go to bed. So
yeah.
we're rocking, and
yeah.
and I'm like, okay, 6 months old, but he's 14 months old. He normally
right?
just goes right down, and
yeah.
but you know, just really going, wow, at 14 months, he's affected by
yeah.
dad not being here,
and that's just another testament to the idea of being a mentor. What
that's right.
Aspen Project does with foster care adoption, with mentorship programs,
right.
because I can attest to that as a product of a single mom, a lot of my life not having that male role
That's
model
right.
greatly affects you, greatly affects the way that you look at the world, the way that you make decisions.
That's
I mean,
right.
everything. And so
it really does.
14 months old and already aware
months.
That. Yeah.
At 14 months, he's already aware that
Pops
dad's not there.
Yeah.
My security is no longer in existence.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's, and when you think of just even not having a Heavenly Father that you
mm-hmm.
know and trust, and, you know, and I think that's probably the biggest thing. We just had an incident about 3 days ago where, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you guys have this in where you live, but where I live, folks are dropped off to sell magazines. Vans
oh,
full of people
yeah.
are, well,
yeah.
I see a woman down the road, and I see she's pregnant. Well, I'm unloading my kids, getting them in the house, feeding them lunch, and the woman shows up on my doorstep, you know, telling me what a great program this is and how she gets points, and, you know, and God bless her. She's out there working. I mean, she's like close to 8 months pregnant.
Wow. Slinging magazines.
That's right. And we get to talking, and she was a foster kid. And she got into some trouble, and now she's pregnant, and she wants a better life. And it was a great opportunity to share Project Zoe with her.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, because when she came to the door, she was just hyped and, you know, high-fiving me and
yeah.
really wanting to sell these magazines. And,
right.
you know, by the end of the conversation, I just told her, you know, God loves you, and he wants you, and you're needed. And her countenance and everything, it was like a little child.
Yeah.
Her face just dropped. She, you know, she had tears in her eyes. And I thought, gosh. You know, how often we go around in this world and just high-five everyone, and our hearts are broken.
Isn't
you know?
It amazing when you take the, like, 3 minutes to find out where that person is in
yeah.
their life, how it changes everything? Because you mentioned the magazine people, and I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, no! Doom! Gosh! Kid! Stupid kid!
Oh, that's
and you're
so
like,
funny.
So I presented the gospel, and she's now in the Project Zoe camp, and God is good, and I'm like... Dang it, stupid conviction. Why can't... Oh.
But seriously, it was
it's
an
amazing.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
It was. And it was funny because, like I said, I was very wrapped up in getting my kids fed and, you know, carrying on with the rest of our day, finishing schooling and, you know, just really seeing that... And her being so happy and joyful was just a way for her to sell magazines.
Right.
You know, and she kept saying... Oh, wow. How many kids do you have? What? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I just have this one, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And,
right.
You know, and I said, you know, I understand that this company is providing you with your sustenance. But,
yeah.
you know, we would love to pour into you and just love on you. And it, she was like... floored, and
yeah.
then she wasn't really horribly disappointed when I chose not to buy any magazines.
Right,
so.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Magazines I do not have, but what I give you is eternal life. Here, take it. It is yours.
Somebody, a girl came to our door in Nashville one time selling magazines, and I guess I don't know. I wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't mean though.
I
was
right.
just
right.
I was like, hey, question. Do you think this is a good job to do right now? And she was like, well, I'm still looking for a real one. I was like, yeah, because there's the internet now. And I don't know how many people...
You just destroyed her.
No, no. Like, we talked about it. She's like, yeah, no. We had, like, a conversation, you know, but it was just like... And she's like, yeah, I'm definitely still looking for a job. This is just... And I was like, I mean, I work over at Forever 21. They hire people all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, with the magazine sales, a lot of these people can't find jobs because of their, you know, they might have a criminal past. Yeah. Or,
it just seems to me like somebody's
ripping them off. Or just transplanted. I know. Yeah. See, and that's how I feel. I feel like they're kind of victims.
Well, I bought magazines once.
Yeah.
I did.
Me, too, and I never got them.
Exactly.
I never got them.
I signed up for like 3 different magazines. I felt so bad. I'm like, you know what, kid? I'm going to help you, man, because you're in this program.
That's right.
The program is called Taking Neighbors for What They Have. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You took me for like $50.
That was us, too. That happened to us, too.
So, which is why, unfortunately, because of that, it's like, isn't that the same as with Christianity and with Christians? Somebody has a crappy...
Experience
yeah. with a Christian somewhere along the way,
that's
and because of that, that's how they identified Jesus.
That's right. That's
and
right.
so, but that's the way it is with me and the magazine sellers. It's
that's
like,
right.
I had a crappy experience once. I won't trust anybody selling magazines for the rest of my life.
That's right.
And that's the way we look at God, because
that's
some
right.
idiot was peddling Jesus in an improper way and burned you or did something
mm-hmm.
to hurt you or tear you down.
That's
and
right.
Jesus was just as bummed and pissed about that situation as
that's
you.
Right.
Because
yeah. That's right.
That's called identity theft, and it had nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with Jesus.
That's
and
right.
So,
that's
yeah,
right.
man.
I think that's a move.
Identity theft?
You know, and you don't want to buy the magazines when the acronym, it's Super Cool Awesome Magazines at the top, and you're just like, okay, I'll get, sure, I could use an subscription to Vogue, I guess.
That was quick.
Yeah.
That was good.
I thought about it 10 minutes ago.
Super Cool Awesome Magazines. We need to make t-shirts that say that. Amazing. So Project Zoe actually doing some good.
Yes.
A way that people can actually pour into it with a return. Maybe you won't get an ESPN the magazine, but you'll know that you are investing in the life of a young lady that
That's
needs
right.
that hope only found in Jesus Christ.
That's
so,
right.
What can we do? I mean, I know you said maternity clothes. You
yes,
mean?
Maternity clothes, volunteers, mentors.
Okay.
We're always in need of mentors. At this point, we'd like to team up mentors with young ladies that are having babies with women that have children.
Okay.
So that's a need.
Yeah.
So anyone out there that was thinking about it or praying about it that, you know, didn't think that they could fill a place.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you have children, I think that's a definite asset to be able to come alongside of these young ladies.
Tell me those needs one more time.
Maternity clothes,
mm-hmm.
mentors, particularly women that have children.
Yeah.
So women that are probably 30 plus.
Yeah.
That's a great need right now. And it just seems like ladies are just coming in with, you know, with child. So,
man, that's great.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. AspenProject.org for details. And of course, Project Zoe has their own Facebook page. So
yes, we do.
Yeah, we'll link it to,
check us out.
To ours. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll put up all the information about Project Zoe as well as the link to the Facebook page. It's always wonderful to have you in here.
It's always wonderful to come.
Man, very, very cool. On the way, it is Trivia Thursday.
Hey.
We're giving away another pair of tickets to Rise from the Grave. We are 1 week away from the Almost Archibald and a pretty awesome zombie time.
Yeah, I don't know how cool people realize this is going to be because the Almost, they're not playing a lot of shows right now.
Right.
Because Aaron Gillespie's drumming for Paramore.
Yeah, so he's playing a show at Paramore the day before.
Yeah, we looked at the schedule the day before and the day after.
Yeah.
So that cat's going to be flying in like real fast. So if you want to see the Almost, I would highly recommend coming to this show.
Yeah, especially if you've never seen the Almost because cat's getting busier and busier with Paramore and
Yeah. Signs of the times.
Just saying.
Bro.
Come check out the show. You got a week. And you got tickets coming up here very, very soon.
I get tickets?
Not you.
Oh.
You get to give them away to somebody.
That's fine.
It's a blessing.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you, I've been selling these magazines. It's an exciting opportunity that I want you to be excited about.
Team Austin Morning Party!
Now!
Static. Good morning!
Hey!
Welcome to the show.
Do you know if we get one more like on Facebook, we're at 5,300?
What?
Should be more than that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you haven't liked us. Go like us.
Go like. Just go like the page. It's not going to hurt you.
5,300 likes. That's where we're gearing to get.
We rocking.
uno mas person. Besides, everybody needs to get to Facebook anyways, because coming up this Sunday, another opportunity to hang out with us.
At three.
To support Static Radio. And fill your belly.
Yep.
Got something going on. There's a flyer.
There is a flyer. When you scroll down on our page, you will see it. It is unavoidable. It's a great looking flyer.
Yeah, share it with your friends. Share it with everyone you know, this flyer. Pass it around on Facebook. Get the word out for Giving Back Sunday. So check out all the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. I was reading this story. Pretty hilarious stuff. Do you have any crazy, like, thank you, Lord, I'm alive stories?
Man, every day. When you're as accident prone and stupid as me.
Right.
Every day is a miracle.
Okay.
All I need is a miracle.
Oh, man.
All I need is you.
I'm checking this out, and I think we got to call this the How Did We Survive Childhood?
How did we survive childhood?
Nowadays, people are so careful. I mean, we just saw one boy who was suspended from school for using his fingers as guns. Yep. Because that's not safe. But when we were kids, man, I can't even tell you how many hundreds of times my mom had to say, "Strap in." Mm-hmm. That's what she would call like wearing your seatbelt.
Like you were
you
in a rocket.
Strap in. Strap in right now.
That and then sounds you would, like you're kinda, about to go into space.
You would like put it across and then like kind of fold it over. Like
why didn't you just buckle up?
Because
Okay, you just brought back a memory.
Because I was a kid. Nowadays, I mean, everybody wears your seatbelt.
Totally, just brought back a memory to me.
Huh?
I got in the car. I can't really remember it. I was super young, and we had like an accident, and I had put my seatbelt on. But before then, I was real wishy-washy about putting my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
I can't remember the details. If my mom was listening, she would probably know every single thing that ever happened to
me. Of course.
But I remember after that day, I was like, I will never, never get in a car without putting my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And to this day, if I'm unbuckled, I am super uncomfortable.
Right.
To this day, like, I'm like nervous the whole time. And it's just like, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know. That's where that comes from, because when I was a kid, I was like, I've got to buckle up every time.
Why am I talking so deeply and being a child? I was the kid that didn't want to wear the seatbelt that would just kind of like, you'd buckle it, but then the shoulder strap you would like stick underneath your armpit because you're like, ugh, it bugs you. Right up until, I don't even remember how young we were. We used to have a Lincoln like Continental, really big boat of a car.
Ghetto sled.
And the back seat had suicide doors. Those were doors that opened backwards. Mm-hmm. Do you remember those kind of doors? And my
I thought they quit making those in the 40s.
No. My baby sister, Sarah, was just jonesing to get out, I guess.
Yeah.
And we were driving down the road, and she was messing with the door handle. Door flew open.
She fell out?
Our sister is in the middle of the street.
What?
Flew out.
How fast were you going?
I don't know. Fast enough that the wind carried my sister right out of
it
the car.
It swept her away.
I'm not joking.
It was like...
And I remember...
Wow.
Like movie style, all of a sudden looking in the rearview mirror, and because my mom immediately just slams on the brakes and jumped out of the car and starts running, and I see in the rearview mirror my mom like waving her arms and running down the road behind... Yeah, I'm not even joking. My sister had to get a bunch of stitches in her head.
That's incredible.
And she's alive, and God is amazing.
Good grief. Thank you,
How
Lord.
Did you survive childhood?
All right. How did we survive childhood?
Yeah.
What are some of your...
I don't know. How we survived childhood stories?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There you go.
Think about this. We barely use seatbelts. We rode our bikes in the middle of the street without helmets. Nowadays, if you're under 18, it's like, if you don't have a helmet, you're going to jail. You know? Like, you have... There's so many safety things. And I think about... Being in like middle school, and I rode my bike everywhere. Yep. I never wanted a car because my bike took me everywhere I needed to go. And I remember riding all around town in my bike. Amazing. I could go anywhere I wanted on that thing. It was incredible. Dude, think about like being a little kid and like sitting on your like parents' lap and driving the car totally unbuckled. That's safe.
Yeah.
I haven't done any of these things with my kids. I think because now in 2013, you'll go to prison for the rest of your life for, you know, doing stuff like that with your children. But how we survive childhood, any crazy childhood stories? 505-338-3700, the phone number. How did you phrase that?
This is what I've phrased. I said, how did we survive childhood? Cars were death traps, playgrounds were rusty pits of horror, and helmets weren't always required to ride a bike. What were we thinking? What are some of your stories?
facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Dude, I have this nasty scar on my leg.
I have a scar on my knee.
Because when I was a kid, the construction sites were like the jam. Yeah. Oh, they're building a new house in the neighborhood? We must immediately be at said construction site.
I'll meet you there at 2 after school.
Yeah, wait, school didn't end until like 3:30.
Right.
4.
I'm thankful that I didn't get like tetanus or something weird because I remember playing in a construction site with my buddy Derek.
Derek, DJ. What's up, Derek?
Who's my best friend?
Hey, man.
Derek Mitchell. And hanging out in this construction site. And I don't remember, I didn't fall from the second floor, but like kind of about halfway up.
Whoa.
Back onto the ground into this pile of like wood, basically. Oh, cool. That's a nail that just went directly into my leg, and I had to like pull out this nail from this board.
You shouldn't be alive.
I know. Static.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds terrible.
I know.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's pretty cool.
Calvin, moms, guys. How are you?
Oh, dude. Hey. Calvin, how you
doing?
Man?
Good, man. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm tired, dude.
We haven't heard from you in a while.
No.
I know. It's school and stuff. Yeah, it's been crazy. Anyway, back in the day, I lived in South Carolina.
Okay.
Where there's actually clouds and rain and stuff.
Amen.
And where rain can or water can actually like gather on the ground in somewhat large quantities. So I'm sitting on my porch with the rest of my family. We're just the kids. There's 4 of us. And it was flooding. And it was like 4 feet. It was insane flooding. And my parents kept telling us, don't get in the water. It's bad. It's bad news to get in the water. Anyway, who's going to listen to their parents when they say, don't get in the giant swimming pool?
Not me, man.
And so I decided to jump off of our little porch thingy and get in the water. And I get out. And my brothers and sisters are pointing at my leg, and I've got this huge bloody gash in my leg from the stair that I didn't even feel, and so I had this giant bleeding, and I tried to hide from my parents, but that didn't last for very long.
Of course.
I kind of just followed the trail of blood.
Amazing.
Follow the trail.
Calvin from Hobbs, we're glad you're alive.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm alive too, actually. So.
This is like we're doing that show. It's like I shouldn't have survived.
505-338-3700 or of course facebook.com/mystaticradio.
All right, I got a story.
Yeah.
It's not about me.
Okay.
It's about my best friend Kyle when I was a kid. We're in preschool, 4 years old. 4 years old. And I put the thing about playgrounds on there because honestly, you can tell the difference. Well, you could. Now you can because they've all been replaced. But a few years ago, you could tell the difference between a playground that was built in the 70s or 80s
right.
and one that came out in the 90s, 2000s.
Right.
Because literally, 90s, 2000s, hot plastic. The most you had to worry about was maybe getting like a minor burn.
Right.
80s playground.
Remember the merry-go-round?
Yes.
Yeah, metal merry-go-round.
Like rusty. There are nails. There are knives hanging out. You're like, what is this saw doing here? It's all over there. You know? And then, if it was hot and you slid down the metal slide, it was third-degree burns. But that was every day at school for me. You know? So it's like
your butt got calloused enough that you just got to ride it.
It's all scar tissue on these legs. It's just all scar tissue. So my buddy Kyle, he's on a jungle gym at school. 4 years old. He tried to hang upside down.
Oh, no!
And then get down off of the thing.
Yeah, right.
No, it gets a lot worse than you think it's going to. Somehow, his kneecap got caught by a screw that was sticking out, and it ripped his leg, like his skin. It ripped it all the way down.
Okay!
And pulled his kneecap out. And that was rough, man.
Well, yeah, 4 years old?
It was rough.
Are you kidding me?
And you know what happened? They were like, okay, don't use the jungle gym for about a day and a half.
Right.
And then it was like, back to the jungle gym.
Right.
Watch out for that screw. There's probably still blood on it. Watch out.
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I literally threw up in my mouth from that story. Thanks, by the way.
You're welcome.
But I have a story about how ridiculous it was to grow up in the 90s with only an older brother who used me as like his,
test subject
yep. for everything. He told me that if you jump off the roof with a trash bag, it works like a parachute.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah. So, no, it doesn't. And it's like the trash bag like went inside out, kind of.
Yeah.
And I just landed face first, and and like it knocked the wind out of me. Yeah. He was like, please don't tell mom, don't tell mom, don't tell mom. I was just like,
don't tell mom.
Like one of those things for a few minutes. But I don't know how he always talked me out of telling on him. But I totally didn't tell on him. And then there was another time where wow. he talked me into pedaling for him. I had a banana seat bike. You remember those?
Of course!
Yeah.
And I was pedaling. He was in the back. He made this little, like, homemade, like, ramp out of random wood and stuff in the middle of the road. And so I was going so fast that it, like, went up and, like, kind of backwards, like, flipped backwards. And the bike landed on me. I landed on him. We were kind of, like, twisted up in this bike for a while. We couldn't get out. And yeah. I broke my arm. And, of course, he figured out some way for me not to tell my mom.
You're a good sister.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That I used to do commitment. Crap like that to my little sister.
Yeah, see, I'm the oldest, so Kimberly, I feel so bad.
Yeah,
right
Kimberly
now.
Would always she would immediately tell on me. Immediately. Yeah. Allison though, Allison was you in my situation. I was like, Allison, don't tell. If you don't, yeah. it's cool.
And once I had a sister, oh my gosh, it was on. Like I tortured her till no end. It was just awful. But yeah
unbelievable.
That's my dumb story.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Oh, as the oldest, I am now needing to call my brother and sister and apologize profusely because I'm thinking of the thousand times I had them do something.
I'm not apologizing to my sisters. They learned them. They learned from it.
Static.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Moriarty.
Hey!
That was a pretty good story about the bikes.
Dude, yeah,
my
absolutely.
My friend Chris and I, we used to actually bike joust when we were kids.
Okay.
And when that got boring, we started building climbing.
Building
and when that
climbing.
Got boring, when we got older and that got boring, we started car surfing.
Oh, and see, yeah, exactly.
Car
things,
surfing.
This is it.
Yeah,
this is it. How did
idea.
We survive
that's
childhood?
That's not even the scariest story. The story that takes the cake for me is I was in a plane wreck.
What?
Yep, I was in a plane wreck. We have you guys heard of Civil Air Patrol?
No.
Okay, Civil Air Patrol, it's like ROTC, only for the Air Force. And so basically, what Civil Air Patrol does is just gets kids interested in flying and, you know, kind of helps kids, you know, go learn about flying, and so maybe they'll go into the Air Force someday, basically.
Okay.
So what Civil Air Patrol would do search and rescues. Whenever somebody would get lost or whatever out in the woods, they would have our planes fly around and do search and rescues to help find people. So we were flying to a practice search and rescue, and we had to stop in Coronado Airport in Albuquerque to get some fuel. And it was very dark, and the runway lights didn't come on. And the pilot decided he would just land anyway, even though he couldn't see the runway. And he did, and he missed. And we hit a hangar instead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the only reason why I'm still alive today is because there was a little door in the side of the hangar that was just big enough for a car to fit into, and the nose of the airplane went right into that door, and it was just aluminum. The rest was brick, so it was the wings that took all the impact, and the fuselage was undamaged, and I had a little more than just a few bruises, and I was hit in the head by the flight manual whenever the plane basically came to rest.
The flight manual.
Okay.
Yes, the flight manual was the deadliest thing, at least to me, in that plane wreck.
Unbelievable.
Pretty fortunate.
Amazing. Glad you're alive.
I'm glad I'm alive, too. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
later.
Jonathan. All right. Wow. Unbelievable. 505-338-3700.
Somebody there?
Yeah.
Hey, who's there?
Hello?
Hi.
James?
Who's
Matt?
This?
This is James.
Hey, James.
Now listen, we're gonna segue real quick. James, we've been talking about how we survived as kids.
Yes, surviving childhood.
When we were growing up,
phone lines are jammed.
Yeah, I'm really happy you got through. I was about to text you and say, I don't know if you're gonna get through, man.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about how we survived as children, even though growing up in the 80s, we were just walking around.
Reckless!
Like, almost killing each other, no matter what.
Yeah.
But you told us yesterday you had a story, and you wanted to build suspense. And my heart is just full of anxiety right now. So let's hear this story.
Well, wait. You want to hear a story about my childhood or what?
I want to hear what yesterday. I want to hear this suspense thing. Why you called yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. First, let me say, what it do, bruh?
What
How
it
you
do,
doing,
bruh? Doing good. I miss you.
Second, and the actual point of the whole thing, there's a petition on the internet, and I know you're probably thinking where this is going, but it's not at all.
Okay.
Now, it's a right that you have and I have, and anybody else has.
Yeah.
But everybody else thinks that, no, this is how it's going to be. You're not going to do that. This is how we think. Right?
Yeah.
But the petition is to get Gore to play at next year's Super Bowl. And
wait,
it is the greatest petition known to man.
It is Gwar. Like,
wait, what?
These are the people that dress up in monster costumes.
How did we?
Yeah.
No, we need to know. This is a segue. This is a subplot.
Subplot.
We're taking a little sabbatical from our topic right now because we need to talk about this.
Yes.
James, how do you feel?
How do I feel about Gwar?
Yeah.
I think Gore is great. For it to be toilet humor, it's the most elaborate toilet humor ever. It's just
playing
the costumes.
The Super Bowl. What?
Steve-O, how do you feel? You love the Super Bowl. You love it.
Well, I was pretty excited when they said Bruno Mars. So.
Now, James, you love Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars is great. That song about that ape thing or gorilla? Good. Great.
So Gwar playing in the Super Bowl halftime show is becoming a petition that's getting like ground, gaining some momentum.
Yeah, I've seen it everywhere.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, James, we're gonna go back to our topic. Tell me a story because I know you got them. I know you have them.
Yeah.
How did you survive? And tell us a horror story of something that happened to you and you don't know how you lived.
Me?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. I fell out of a tree one time, and I hit every limb falling down. This is when I was in, like, fifth grade. And
of course.
Hit every limb falling down, and then on the ground, there were rocks.
Oh.
And also, those walnuts that have, like, spikes coming out of them.
Yeah.
So, like, the worst things imaginable just kept happening. It was, like watching that movie 43. It's just... It doesn't stop being bad.
Amazing. James, thank you so much.
I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, dude.
Have fun. Are you going to work today?
At 3.
All right, Tim's there now. Good
there
luck,
go.
Sir.
Good
Enjoy.
Luck.
Enjoy.
All right.
All right. James, everybody. Stock Team 6.
Man, James. That dude is the man.
There you go.
He's a great dude.
We gotta take a quick break. It's almost 9 o'clock. We've been talking about how you survived childhood. I have 1,000 stories. Every time somebody tells one, I'm like, oh snap, I remember this one time where
boom, boom, boom.
People start telling stories and then it's like all of a sudden stories come out of your brain woodwork that you forgot happened to you. So yeah, we'll keep talking about this. It's amazing. How did you survive childhood? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or of course 505-338-3700. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now
Static.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm dancing.
Team Austin Morning Party.
I am literally dancing.
Steve-O, Mateo, and Mitch hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Welcome to the party.
We're talking about something really exciting that you'd be excited to talk about.
Now.
How did we survive childhood? I have no idea.
None of us
There's
knows.
A phone call. There are multiple phone calls. The lines are jammed.
Let's do it.
Incredible. Static.
Yeah, I have a childhood story. What we used to do is we'd get, I don't know if you remember the old school shark boards they used to have. And what we would do is we'd drill holes in the front and we would put a rope through it because it wouldn't crack the entire board. And we would put a rope through it and then we'd tie it to the back of the car and we would bomb Constitution all the way from the top all the way down.
How are you alive?
And he would just be pulling us and we would just be on the boards. And one time, one of my buddies, I don't know what came in front of him because I was on the board, and he braked and I flew under the car.
Oh, my.
And I must have been like 13, 14, and man, we went to do that years later, and I'll tell you what, man, I almost didn't even want to get on the board when I was older, dude.
Yeah.
it was cool, though. It was good fun.
Constitution's like a main street, so...
Dude,
and it's because it goes all the way down, like this hill. Yep. You can bomb that entire hill, and it was, oh man, it was amazing. It was fun, but yeah, it was scary at the same.
Incredible.
So, wow. Thank you guys.
Thanks all for right, the call.
Have a good day. Right, bye-bye.
You too.
Dude, I had a board, and we would skate in the Arroyo, and I lived in Four Hills, and so there was like crazy big streets, and we would just lie down on the board like we were lugeing basically.
Yeah.
And we would lie down on the board, and it would start getting going fast enough where it starts shaking, and I would freak out and inevitably just roll over and just shred my arms. But I was terrified of just lying down on the board going that fast. I can't imagine like standing up and that thing like getting going.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I remember go out in the woods and swing on vines over creeks.
Okay.
Stop it.
That's what we did when I was a kid.
Welcome to the
desert. Not to mention, we would also go shoot national monuments with paintball guns.
Gosh.
And shoot trucks with paintball guns.
I don't
and
know
almost
if there's
get
a statute of limitations.
We would
you
almost
start shutting up.
We would get almost get caught by the police and have to run through a field, and it was nuts.
Yeah.
When I was growing up in the mountains, there was two girls in the neighborhood, and the rest were like just a bunch of boys. And so we would go out, build forts, and have wars with our BB guns.
Of course.
So and like I never got shot, but I was shooting everyone else. Like,
as a parent now,
real
I'm like,
BB
and
guns.
Of course, you wore
and we
your
had a,
safety goggles.
No.
And, you had,
and we had the, like the cartons full, like the milk cartons full of BBs, and we'd be like, "Oh, we need more BBs. We need more BBs," and go out to shoot each other.
Static.
Yo. I need to talk to Matt real quick. Yo, Matt, this is Brad. This is Sarah's husband.
What?
This is Sarah's husband, man, and I still don't let people tell me how to feel.
Good. I'm proud. You sound completely different, but that's fine.
It's pool boy, man.
I know.
I know your voice too well, Adrian.
Pool boy, you crazy.
That was a great story, but, dude, when I was a kid, all we did across the street where we lived had this big old field and a ditch. We'd go through the sewers all crazy, about a mile deep. But then we would, on the embankment of this hill, we'd get cardboard and just run and just jump and slide down that thing, man. It was crazy.
Wow. Dude, we used to tape each other up in cardboard boxes and push each other down the stairs. Like,
who's done the tractor tire? Have you done the tractor tire?
Yeah, I am shocked I am alive. I am so thankful to Jesus right now.
Yeah. You got to get inside of a huge tire and get rolled down. That's the best.
Oh, incredible.
Boy, all right, man. I love you guys.
See ya. Man, later.
Okay, when it was just my brother and I don't know why my parents never stopped this, but we used to walk each other around the backyard filled with, like, dog poop and, like, holes in the ground. And the chicken, like, my dog would dig underneath and, like, you know how the fence comes up just a little bit?
Yep.
Okay, so we'd walk each other around blindfolded, and we just had to trust each other that we weren't going to lead. But he always led me to that chicken wire fence, and most of the scars on my legs are from that chicken wire fence in my backyard. And
Mitch!
Like, my parents never stopped us.
Siblings! It's incredible. I have so many phone calls I need to make to my brother and my sister now thinking about
Let's
everything.
Let's read some Facebook stories. Tony says, I grew up in automobiles that had metal dashboards, uncollapsible steering wheels, and no seatbelt.
Boom! Yeah.
Death trap.
Yeah!
Somebody tried to quote to me the lyrics from some Five Iron Frenzy song, and I told her no.
Is it Superpowers?
It was the one about throwing a comb out the window.
Oh, blue comb.
She's still quoting him. I said false, and then she kept going, and I said no, and she's still going.
I'm proud of whoever that is.
She's still going. All right, no, look, we got more. Let me go to the...
Man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or, of course, 505-338-3700. The question is, how did we survive childhood?
How did we survive?
We never wore seatbelts. We rode our bikes in the middle of the street.
We
drove in the
now.
Car, like sitting on our parents' lap.
Yeah. That can't happen now, right?
Yeah.
Well, Bill said we forgot BB guns. Mitch just brought it up.
Yeah.
Lawn jarts. What is that?
What is
lawn
that?
Jarts?
That's what it says, lawn jarts.
J-A-R-T-S.
No clue.
And creepy crawlers.
I
don't
know what that is. C-Link.
man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. I was also the kid that knew how to do everything.
Yeah.
So I remember one time this dude, Mike, he was like, he was older than me, and he got a like scooter. And I was like 12 at this time. I had never ridden a motorcycle or anything like that yet. Yeah. And you know, he got this, and I mean, you had to shift and everything. And so, of course, you know, it's like you know how to ride this thing.
Yeah,
you
know, obviously.
Yeah, duh. Man. Of course I do. Gotta let me take that for a spin. I've never been on a bike in my entire life. What am I doing? But everybody's watching me, and so I have to pretend like I know what I'm doing. So gosh, dude. All I remember is, thank the Lord, he was like, hey, man, you should wear a helmet. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
duh.
I guess.
I got
okay,
my.
Cool.
Wait, I left it at home. Better
let
use
me
yours.
Borrow his helmet.
Yeah.
And I just remember getting there, pulling down on the throttle,
oh
right? Boom! And this scooter takes off. Woo! And I start, like, twisting and turning. And, of course, it got to the street. And you know how, like, the pavement comes down
yeah.
into the road? There's that little dip.
Yeah.
Well, I had just gunned the throttle because okay. I didn't know what I was doing. But I wanted to pretend like I knew what I was doing.
Of course.
And so that thing hit the street. And I turned the wheel. And, of course, that wheel just stuck right into the road. And I hit the ground. And this scooter, thankfully, was heavy enough that it didn't flip over onto me, but it kind of like picked up and then just fell sideways, and I face first like into the road, and
wow,
his brand new scooter, like,
dude, as afraid as I am of snakes, we used to go hang out like at creeks all the time. Like we would take a tent and go sleep at the creek.
Yes. Right.
And we had like rafts, and we would tie the raft to a tree and like sit on the raft and like feed deer and all kind of crazy crap. One time we had this kid that followed us around. I think I've talked about this before. His name was Greg. And he had a poor kid. He had a speech impediment, and he couldn't say bazooka. He said spagooka. I'm not kidding. But this kid would follow us around everywhere, and so we decided he won't quit following us around. We're going to trap him. So every time he would pop up, we would trap him. And we would, like,
oh, man,
we would build, what are they,
so
they're
mean.
Called, like, invisible, like, mud hut things. Like,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. We would look this was the early days of the internet, and we would look this stuff up and build little, like, huts out of branches and mud and leaves. And we bought, like, camouflage, and we would hide and wait.
You grew up in Duck Dynasty world.
I grew up in Mississippi. Seriously, Huckleberry Finn.
Well,
I did a lot of that stuff. But one time he came down. Gosh, we were so mean to this kid. He came down to the creek, and my buddy Kyle got him on the raft, and Greg's just on this raft, and Kyle let the rope, like, we had it, so he let the rope go just to where it was the shallowest, but the water was still running, and Kyle just went, boom, and pulled the raft right out, and that kid went face first into the creek, into the mud, and then rose up and just had mud dripping from his face.
Why
and
are you so mean?
He was crying, and we were just like, oh, no. It was awful.
Poor
Steve
Greg.
Hey.
Hey.
You want to hear about the caveman days?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yes, please.
Well, like Matt, we had a river, the Feather River in Northern California, which, you know, it's fairly big. It runs into the American River, into the Sacramento River, and the Delta. But and we had the swing, right, Matt? Swing
yeah.
off the train trestle?
Yep.
Going up onto the train trestle and jumping off the train trestle into the river is like a 50-foot, if
yeah,
you know, some about that. And then the really crazy guys would climb the train trestle to the very top.
Oh my gosh!
And jump. I just jumped off the train trestle.
Well, we did cliff jumping in Nashville last
right.
summer.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
the problem. Okay, that's like into a quarry or
yeah, it's a big lake.
But
Percy Priest.
The problem with the river is where you're landing.
Yep.
Changes.
Oh,
a
yeah.
tree will be there the next day.
Yeah.
You don't see.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we would do that, which is totally stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and then aside from, of course, all of the stuff we did without helmets and all the pads and stuff they have today. But now, not to give anyone ideas, and we don't have enough snow here to do this, but living in Anchorage as a mid-school person.
Yeah.
Get off the bus. All the roads are ice packed. I mean, they're, you know, there's a certain time of year. I mean, they get snow packed. And then they're just covered for the season. Get off the school bus, sneak around to the back, And when the bus starts to drive away, you grab onto the bumper and go for a ride.
Oh, wow.
And you just kind of slide along.
That's awesome. And horrible. Don't do it, kids.
Yeah, it's horrible. Awesome. It's called hooky bobbing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Seaver, what was that game you used to play with the knives?
Mumbly Peg.
Mumbly Peg.
Or we would play chicken, where, you know, you'd throw the knife. Well,
anyway. What?
Okay. It's, tell us about it off the air.
Tell us no more!
Because Steve-O and I are having a game night coming up. And we need some games.
Mumbly Peg.
Or chicken. Mumbly Peg. Chicken was the one. I mean, you start with your feet spread apart. Then, you know, you throw the knife on the ground between the feet. And then you decide which foot you're going to move to that spot until someone finally says, all right, you're not going to be able to throw it between my feet.
Oh, my gosh.
That's incredible.
No,
how did we live?
How did we live?
Amazing. But see, it seems like it's just so different now because it seems like if you would have dropped the knife into your foot in the 80s, it would have been like, phoom, next scene, you're at the hospital, they're banding you up, and it's like, man, what'd you drop a knife in your foot for?
Right.
But see, now fast forward to the 2000s, and it's,
yeah. Lawsuit! Boom! Yeah. Everybody's getting sued! Who did that? Who gave you that idea? They're sued! You know, boom, 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 sue! Your foot just got amputated!
Do not try any of this anywhere.
Exactly. Ever.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, man, there are so many stupid things that we did as kids.
Right?
God, it's good
that we're alive.
I got two of them real quick for you, but one of them was kind of like a near-death thing. But I was like about 4 years old, and we lived in Germany. And in the neighborhood, we had a park. So me and my older brother, went down to play at the park. Well, they had a construction going on. They were building a house or something that was being built. So my sister was supposed to be watching me, and I was playing along with in the construction site area, and I was jumping up on cinder blocks. They had a pile of cinder blocks that they were using, and I was jumping on the cinder blocks, and when I was jumping up on one of them, I didn't get both feet on the block. I got my toes on this edge, and so I slipped. When I slipped, I cracked my head on the edge of another cinder block.
Oh, wow.
And it completely knocked me out.
Yeah.
So the next thing I remember was that my sister had me on her bike. She had one of those pink bikes with big banana feet.
Yep.
And she had me on that, and just blood was just going everywhere.
Gosh.
And they actually cracked my skull a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I got a nice little nasty forehead scar right there, and it's all bumpy right there where the skull healed back. So that was one.
You made it.
So, wow. Yeah, I made it through that one. The other one, it was, and it just kind of reminded me when Steve was talking about living in Anchorage. I was living in Anchorage when I was a kid. My dad was in the military. And we were in the woods, me and my brother and a friend of ours. We were walking on this trail, and my brother was in front, and he stopped, and we all kind of, not paying attention, kind of run into him. He was like, what the heck is you doing? What are you doing, man? And look around, and my brother is standing face-to-face to a big moose. And we're just looking at it, and if anybody knows anything about moose, they are mean.
That's
meese,
plural.
No. Continue.
So, my brother's standing there. Of course, me and my buddy just split. We're gone.
Of course.
We take off. And we make it back over to the house. My brother didn't show up for about an hour.
Oh, gosh.
So we didn't want to go back to look for him either because, you know, there's a big old moose there.
Yeah, you can't go back and look for him.
Yeah, he finally come back after about an hour. He got stuck up in a tree.
Dude,
so,
unbelievable.
But, yeah, it was crazy stuff. It was a bunch of stuff that we did as a kid. But, when you look back, you know, it's like, good Lord, God was watching me.
Yeah, amen to that.
Amen to that, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so
much. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy, too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Oh, what?
Don't be confused.
Yeah,
we did that on purpose.
What?
Meeshers is with us.
Because I'm here.
And for everybody who's like frustrated because they think we pick on you a lot, you picked that audio for
the
intro.
I got really excited. I was like, I want that!
That's probably my favorite part about it. Also because it's from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yes.
Speaking of, Edgar Wright. Hey. The director of Scott Pilgrim vs. World.
Yeah.
Director of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and the upcoming Ant-Man film.
Ant-Man!
We heard some news yesterday about the Ant-Man film that it is a potential heist movie. Like the Italian Job?
And if you know anything about Ant-Man, which you probably don't, there have been three iterations of Ant-Man.
Ooh, what? What?
One of them being a heist.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be that guy.
Right.
But you never can tell. Hey, we just got an email from somebody in Louisiana.
Louisiana!
Yep.
Let's talk!
He's a guy named Jason. First off, he says, can you guys play me some local Louisiana boys, Mute Math, anything from
Heck
him?
Yes,
yes,
we can.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He says, when I was a kid, we lived in the country here in South Louisiana, and one day, me and my cousin found a big piece of wood with a nail, rusty of course, sticking out the end of it. So we thought it would be cool to see who could throw the board at the big oak tree in front of us and make it stick to the tree.
Yeah.
Well, he threw it, and it fell harmlessly to the ground. My turn, right? I get the board, and with all the strength in my 8-year-old body I could muster, I hurled the board at the tree. The board hit the tree, bounced back, and the nail stuck me in the forehead.
Oh, no!
Right below the hairline. The next thing I remember, I was in the house in my mom's arms, and she was trying to control the bleeding. Still have the scar. Jason,
incredible.
Thank you for your story.
Jason in Louisiana.
I don't know what to say.
I love getting stories from people all over the
Jason,
country.
Jason, you
it's
are getting your Mute Math song.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely.
Heck yes,
God
you
bless
are.
You. Final call of the day, because the phone lines
the
have been
final
jammed this whole time.
Oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Static.
Hey, it's Martha. Happy Lord of the Rings Day.
Happy Lord of the Rings Day to you.
Sure.
What?
Did you not get it?
Well, because it's 10:24.
Gandalf told Frodo it was the 24th of October.
Oh.
And for your Louisiana fan, Ole Miss beat LSU.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, they did.
We're not going to talk about that. You know it's going to cause contention.
Oh, man. I could not believe Ole Miss toppled
it
LSU.
Was awesome.
Hang on.
Let me refresh
this. I know there's going to be a response. No, not yet. So, it'll come.
Are y'all telling crazy stories from your childhood?
Amen, yes.
Well, me and a friend, when I was 5, we split a bottle of Chalk's vitamins. They were so good.
Oh.
Hit the whole thing.
Oh, my.
Landed in the ER with a tube in my throat.
Whoa! Yeah, you
yep. Sounds about right.
They were so good.
Yeah,
tube in your throat.
Crazy.
Gross.
Man, that's awesome. Thank you, Martha.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. She's,
glad
she's,
you're alive.
Yeah,
Bye.
Me too.
All right.
She's the reason why there are warnings on the outside of vitamins. It's
yeah.
like, this is leads to fatality for
yeah.
children.
Yeah.
Leading
Don't
cause.
Don't ingest them. But here's a good idea. Let's make them delicious so children think they're candy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What color they should be? Or what color should they be?
Like, they should be.
What color they should be? Black.
They should be bright blue.
Bright blue?
Pink
green.
And green.
Oh. Let's make them as attractive
oh,
as possible.
Oh, you meant like how to
can
deter
we, can
children?
Can we put them yeah. in the shape of Flintstones?
Yeah.
That's what we'll
if
do.
If we make them brown
Dude.
Or like army
I
green.
To, I
like,
used to eat Flintstones vitamins.
All the time.
Like candy. Yeah.
Glad you're alive, buddy. Yeah. Static.
Hey, good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
So, yeah, crazy kid stories got 1,000, but I know you guys got to go, so here's one real quick in relation to the lady that just called.
All right.
Speaking of kids' vitamins, yeah, well, my neighbor, he dared me to eat the whole bottle
of
Pal's vitamins.
Of course.
Pal's vitamins, yeah, and I did. And so...
What is it about a dare that you feel like you have to conquer
right.
it? You have to tackle it or else
okay.
you're not a real human?
Right,
got
of course. I'm not
what
real human.
That?
I got to do this. So here's what happened. Instead of taking me to the emergency room, my dad gets home. My mom freaks out. Oh, my God, he's going to die. You know, my dad,
right.
he induces vomiting. I drink mayonnaise, ketchup, pickle juice, like sauerkraut juice. It was freaking disgusting, but it worked, and I didn't have to go to the emergency room. So see, folks, before you
Dude.
Worry about going to get your kid's stomach pumped, you know,
I'm
you gonna, can induce vomiting. Really,
I'm going to throw
back
up.
Day, that's how we did. That's,
and it saved you a big old hospital bill. Congratulations,
right?
Yeah,
Dad.
But it took 10 years off your life.
I know.
Love
right?
you guys.
Thanks so
Great.
Much.
Oh, my God.
I said last one, but the phone lines are still jammed.
I got grossed out when she said we drank
mayonnaise. I don't even put mayonnaise on my sandwich. How are you going to drink it?
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. God,
mayonnaise!
Oh, got a little better with the sauerkraut juice, though, because I could drink me some of that.
Stop.
Okay.
Stuff
is all right. Good. Jason just emailed back and said, holy crap. Ask her how many national championships Ole Miss has in any sport like football or baseball. Martha! Hey,
man. I love his fervor.
Keep the feud off the show, people.
I love it.
We know Ole Miss hates LSU.
Man, them Southern people, they sure love their football.
We know it.
Sorry, LSU. That was a crazy game.
Or for that matter, how many times has Ole Miss been to the College World Series? Oh, my gosh. But I'm going to Jesus juke here and say, God bless you, Martha, and go Tigers. No, Jason, you got to stop.
Too far.
Oh, static.
Buenos dias, señores.
Hola!
Hey!
It's Hans. So I guess I'm getting all these flashbacks from childhood with all these stories.
Yep, pretty much. That's how it works.
I mean, you know, eating, chewing little wrestling figures with paint, with lead in it, and from that, too, you know, which people are going to be like, that explains a lot. but yeah, I mean, living in Mexico, there's a bunch of hills in Juarez and, like, kind of like San Francisco, except more. In my head, anyways, and all the kids would come in, like it was a public swimming pool, so you're not supposed to, you know, anything was there. But it was fun. I'm still alive. Riding my skateboard along, I was a big old skateboarder as a kid, and I would grab the bumper of the buses, and it would let me pull me, and then some of the streets had holes in it, so I took a dive, you know, it was pretty bad.
You saw back to the
you
future.
You had me at grew up in Juarez, so congratulations.
You win.
You're the winner.
You.
So
if we were giving
riding
you
the back
home,
of a bike. riding the back of a bike, and the guy in front of me, for some reason, he decided to use his foot as a brake in the front wheel, so I went like Superman overboard.
Yep.
In fiscal here, in fifth grade, I thought I was Bruce Lee, you know, when you're on your swings and you do a backflip and land on your feet. I was pretty good at it, so I thought, hey, I think I could do two flips.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I hit my head, and next thing I knew, I was in the nurse's office. Yeah, didn't remember where I was. I had temporary amnesia. So, yeah, it was just a scene.
Temporary amnesia.
Love it.
Still alive.
Glad you're alive, Hans.
Wow. Cool,
you too, man. Thanks for calling in. Wow.
My stomach still hurts from that, from Kelly Dead.
From mayonnaise?
Yeah.
That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. If you missed today's show, hilarity.
No, wait.
It's always good to go back in time and you see now as an adult where God fully had his hand on your life, taking care of you because, man, we did some idiotic things when we were kids.
Not be alive.
Amazing.
It's funny.
Thanks to everybody who was vulnerable enough and honest enough to call in and say how they were idiots when they were kids.
Feats of strength.
Yeah.
Always trying to do them, never quite succeed. Humanity.
Exactly. Oh, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to check out some more stories throughout the day, or if you would like to just chime in, hang out with us. We broke the 5,300 mark.
Woo! Yeah.
Congratulations.
Somebody wrote us a novel and
I can't wait
it.
To read it. Man, get there, like us, and of course, Mitch, lots of stuff coming up. Middays
probably
with Mitch.
Continue this too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually going to go get on the phone with either Mike or Jeff, hopefully from 10th Avenue North.
Yeah, we're going to talk to them.
Gearing up for Winter Jam Wednesday. Keep it locked. We've got tickets to that to give away. We've got tickets to Rise from the Grave. We'll be giving them away throughout the morning show, Middays with Mitch, and Afternoons with Celeste.
Woo!
Your opportunity to catch one of these amazing shows.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's it for us. Mitch in next.
Hey.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.